When after Shabbos may or should one remove his Shabbos clothing? So some people you may see remove their Shabbos clothing immediately after Shabbos is over, while others are particular to continue wearing their Shabbos clothing until after Malava Malka or after Kirishma Shalomita when they're ready to go to sleep. What is the proper custom? And what are the differences between these practices? So before we begin to list the various recorded opinions, let's first introduce the two sides of the argument. There's an argument to be made that it's not proper for one to continue wearing his Shabbos clothing on Matzei Shabbos, being that it's brought in the Paiskim that one should not wear his Shabbos clothing during weekday. In addition to having clothing especially designated for Shabbos at a covered Shabbos, one should also not wear them during the week. As recorded in the Al Tebe Shulchan Aruch, chapter 262, Halacha 3, based on the Magen Avraham, which is based on the rulings of the Arizal. On the other hand, an argument can be presented to remain wearing the Shabbos clothing on Matzei Shabbos, as Matzei Shabbos is not considered the weekday yet, as it still contains the holiness of Shabbos, as is evident from many different halachas, such as making Havdalah to escort the king, having Malava Malka to escort the king, or Shabbos queen, not saying Tachanun and Kriyas Shalemitah until midnight, etc., etc. Bottom line, we find a number of opinions and customs as to when the Shabbos clothing are to be removed based on the above two arguments that can be made. One approach is to remove the Shabbos clothing immediately after you leave shul after Ma'ariv. This approach is not recorded in the Achrayinim. Another approach, which is recorded in the Magen Avraham, based on the Aguda, and the Alter Rebbe records it in chapter 262, Halacha 3, is to remove the Shabbos clothing after Avdalah. In his wording, it's proper for one to remain wearing the Shabbos clothing, at least some of them, the entire day of Shabbos until after Avdalah. The Achrayinim explain, so writes the Teres Chaim Sefer, that this means that you are to remove it immediately after Avdalah, in order not to wear Shabbos clothing during the weekday. In other Achrayinim, it's recorded to remove the Shabbos clothing only after eating Malava Malka. So writes the Yisei Sherish HaAveda in the Kaf HaChaim, and so is recorded as the Minog of the Chassam Sefer and other Gedolei Yisrael. Once again, the reason is because they claim that the Shabbos spirit continues till Malava Malka, so you should wear your Shabbos clothing till then, but afterwards you should no longer wear it in order not to wear Shabbos clothing during the week. Hence balancing both different arguments. Now, in some Rishayim, it's recorded that one should continue wearing his Shabbos clothing until he goes to sleep. So is written in the Sefer Menhagim Tirana, the name of the Ravaya, the Avi Ezri, and so writes Le'ekad Yeshur to have been the custom of the Trumas Hadeshin. Practically, what do we follow? So different communities have different customs, with some removing the Shabbos clothing immediately after Avdalah, others waiting till Malava Malka, and others wearing it until they go to sleep at night. And so is the widespread custom amongst Chassidim. Now regarding Chassidi Chabad, we find something interesting. It's evident that Rabbi Seinu Nisienu, up until and not including the Rebbe Rayatz, would remove their Shabbos clothing immediately after Shabbos, seemingly after Havdalah, or Malava Malka, but not further, in order not to wear them during the weekday. It's recorded regarding the Marash, the Rebbe Rashab, and so can be implied to have been the custom of the Alter Rebbe, following his own ruling in the Shulchan Aruch, to wear them only until Havdalah. Meaning, after Avdalah, you remove them. However, regarding the Rebbe Rayatz, we have testimony that he was told by his father, Rebbe Rashab, to follow the custom of Chernobyl or Chassidei Poland to continue wearing Shabbos clothing throughout Matzei Shabbos and not to change them. And so indeed was the custom of the Rebbe on every Matzei Shabbos to continue wearing Shabbos clothing throughout the night, and so he instructed others to do as well. So to summarize, there exist various opinions and customs due to different arguments regarding when to remove the Shabbos clothing Matzei Shabbos. Some remove it immediately upon leaving shul after Ma'ariv. Others wait until after Avdalah. Others wait until after Malava Malka. And others wait until they go to sleep. And so is the widespread custom today amongst Chassidim.